Suzanne. Podcast.
First, I'd like to say happy Hibernalia to us all. What you're about to hear happened last winter after we got back from Laughterland, but before I got stuck in the humongous donut, the date was December 20th. Or, as we all call it in Munglody, Hibernalia Eve. Where's that noise coming from? It's not even windy out.
Of course it's not. Munglody winters do be fierce mild. Tropical even.
Except for one day.
Sorry about that. Sound effects machine I got in Free Stuff Caves.
Cool. Give us a go of that.
Off the southeast coast of the mainland, there's an island called Runglody.
Rojack around the Tucci, Vici, the first children born there in ages.
This is a brain.
The scarecrow can walk, the wall, and the talk, and their animals are running out of ages.
And in a tree of plenty, there's a tree house, which is magic but also a school. And in that school, you might occasionally find Nero's class.
Sweet mercy, I've sweated so much my body warmer's like a damp rag. I swear, I've never seen sun like this just a few days before Christmas.
Before what?
What are you hiding there behind your back?
Well, I was just thinking we don't have any Christmas decorations up and...
Why does he keep saying that word?
Well, I knew if I chopped down a tree, you'd tell me it was a fairy tree or something.
Too right we would.
Cause it would be.
Come on, the suspense is killing me. What have you got there?
Ta-da!
A roundy little bush.
It's a wreath. A Christmas wreath.
There he goes again.
Fine. Let's just give him what he wants.
Time to put this mystery to rest.
Who or what is Christmas?
What? You don't know what Christmas is? Do I really have before me three little kiddos who have never known the joy of sucking on the leftover sprouts while watching Sister Act 2 back in the habit on the boob tube with a flute full of eggnog?
I'm sorry, what?
Noel, Yule, Navidad, Nullug, St. Stephen's Day Eve.
Nope.
What about Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? Do you not say that?
Happy New Ear?
We might say that to somebody if they've just gotten a new ear.
I must say, though, I love the idea of crystal mist.
It sounds beautiful.
No!
It's not beautiful? Okay.
No, it is beautiful. But it's not. Look, just come with me. I know exactly where I could teach you guys about Christmas. It's mad you go through the entire winter without a single day dedicated to mufflement, ram racketing, and belly cheer.
We do have mufflement.
And ram racketing.
And belly cheer.
When?
Tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Hibernalia.
Hibernalia?
The shortest day of the year.
And the best.
It's also the longest night.
And the best.
Have you never heard of the winter solstice?
Of course I have. It's when the sun shines into that tunnel in Newbridge.
Okay, well, Hibernalia is a time of joy and goodwill. Everyone in Runglody comes together to eat, share, have a sing-song and be merry.
That sounds a lot like Christmas.
And it snows for 24 hours.
Well, I feel like I'm in a kettle right now. There's no way it's going to snow tomorrow.
It better. Hibernalia wouldn't be Hibernalia without our snowball swap.
Snowball what?
Everyone keeps a snowball in the freezer all year.
For good luck.
Then we swap it for a fresh snowball on Hibernalia.
Why?
It's a tradition.
What do you do with the old snowball?
We squish them all together and build an igloo for Adam.
Right. Well, back home we do normal things at this time of year, like going into the forest and chopping down a tree, plunk it in the good room, hang a load of caramels off it, and then sit around watching my old buddy Quentin review toys on the telly.
Perfectly normal.
Then we get a special visit from...
The Hibernalia Darlings.
Exactly. Wait, no! The Hibernalia Darlings? Who are they?
Billy Custard, Martha Midwinter, Philomena Icicle, and the Prehistoric Girl.
They travel through a portal at midnight on Hibernalia Eve. Shenanigans ensue.
Billy Custard fills up your bathtub with either custard or mustard, depending on...
Ah, I get it. Depending on whether you've been good or bad that year.
No, depending on whether you prefer custard or mustard.
Billy Custard doesn't judge us.
Sometimes I ask for half and half.
Sounds yummy. And who, dare I ask, is the prehistoric girl?
We think she must have lived here like a million years ago or something.
And now she swings by once a year to grunt and gesture.
And present us with rocks from the past.
Also known as rocks.
She's kind of strange.
But it wouldn't be Hibernalia without her.
Right, so, I get it. Instead of Daddy Nanulog,
who?
You guys have Custard Dude and some sort of cave woman.
And the rest.
Gotcha. Now, speaking of caves...
Free Stuff Cave!
Lads, would you look who it is?
Yahoo!
Bless us and save us.
It's your man from the telly.
To what do we owe the pleasure?
Come in, come in, come in. We're just about to finish up on our Hibernalia holidays.
You lads owe me a favour. Take us to your Christmas section.
That section is forbidden, as is that word.
What?
I'm only joking. Crystal Miss section this way. Follow me.
Actually, the four of you guys met around this time of year, didn't you?
Met? You mean you didn't all just spawn at the same time?
Don't be ridiculous. We leprechauns are a solitary species, which is grand most of the time. But who wants to be alone at Hibernalia?
Nobody.
That's right. Now, let me take you back to this very day. Hibernalia Eve, many moons ago. I just finished up another fine pair of dancing shoes for the fairy folk and decided to go for a stroll to clear my little kyaun. I was on my Hibernalia holliers. But unlike everyone else in Runglody, I felt woebegone. That's when I bumped into Cornelius here.
How are you?
He said,
"Happy Hibernalia to you and to all."
"Well, it ain't much of a holiday for me, Cornelius."
He moaned.
"I think Hibernalia is a miserable time of year. Sure, the fairies round here are generous. I mean, I got plenty of tips. But you see, I live alone in a huge cave with no family, so Hibernalia ain't much of a holiday for me."
"I'm sorry,"
Cornelius replied, looking sad.
"I've no family myself. Hibernalia is kind of sad when you're alone, isn't it?"
As we were yapping away, a bird flew past. "Ah, would you stop?" he squawked. "Ah, would you stop?"
"We know him."
A little bit further along, I came across Sketimini, sitting on a toadstool crying. No, it was more like, "Wah!"
"Happy Hibernalia."
"Well, it ain't much of a holiday for me, Sketimini,"
he whined.
"I think Hibernalia is a miserable time of year. Sure, the fairies round here are generous. I mean, I got plenty of tips."
"I think we get the gist."
So I said my piece, and then he said,
"I've no family either. Being alone at Hibernalia is so sad, and..."
"That it is,"
he interrupted.
"But sure, what can we do about it?" And then that bird swooped by again.
"How would you stop? How would you stop?"
Question. Why didn't you just come to the Phantom Kangaroo like the rest of us?
"Oh, that place can get a bit too loud and rowdy for our liking.
Too loud, too rowdy, too loud, too rowdy, too loud, too rowdy, too loud, too rowdy."
So on I went, and next thing I stumble across Finbar, practicing his poems in front of an audience of snails. Have you ever seen the like?
"They loved them, so they did."
"They don't even have ears, Finbar."
"They were smiling."
So anyways, he turns to me, and... what did you say to me?
"Happy Hibernalia."
So I says...
"Well, it ain't much of a holiday for me, Finbar. I think Hibernalia is a miserable time of year."
"How did you know?"
"Magic."
"Then what did we hear, Finbar?"
"How would you stop? How would you stop?"
So we look up, and there he is, flapping towards us, with Cornelius and Sketimini both dangling from his beak.
"He was devouring them."
"No! He scoops up the pair of us, and now the four of us are gliding across Runglody, walking in the air, around a lighthouse, past the Tree of Plenty, over the Bog of Mulch, and right in here."
"He dropped us on our miniature bottoms."
"Then he flew off into the night."
"Do you remember we were so peeved? We were shaking our fists at him for a good 5 to 7 minutes. No, it was much closer to 8. But then we realised why he'd done it. Didn't we?"
"We did."
"Ah, would you stop moaning? That's what he must have meant. So the four of us spent that Hibernalia together. And we haven't been apart for a single moment ever since."
"We even go to the Jacks together."
"Ah, don't tell them that." "That was the day we realised that the real pot of gold wasn't at the end of the rainbow. It was in here."
"He's pointing at his little belly."
"No, I'm pointing at my little heart. Well, here we are, the Crystal Mist section."
"Oh, whoop-de-doodle, look at all this stuff. It's like Aladdin's Christmas grotto in here.
Look at him go.
He's like a cat in a yogurt shop.
Or me in a normal shop.
Let me stick on some festive sounds. Oh, this is a great one. It's about this gentleman. He sends his buddy a load of geese, swans, drummers, pipers, milkmaids and landlords.
I hope he kept the receipts.
I'd have preferred a satsuma and some monkey nuts.
That's enough of that. Here, Rowan, stick on this Christmas pudding costume.
If you say so.
Scooch, you can have this one. The great... No, can't say that. Festive green villain.
Love it.
Jackie, this one will make it look like a gingerbread man is giving you a jockey back.
Oh, isn't that marvellous?
What will they think of next?
Mind equals blown, lads.
It's like a dream come true.
Look at me, I'm the Grunge.
Hey, leprechauns.
Yes?
I don't suppose you have that video of that film about a young lad. His family go off for the Christmas and leave him at home. Alone.
What's the title of it?
I think it's called... The boy who is left in his house all on his own.
I'm sorry, pet. That doesn't jingle any bells with me.
There's another great one that takes place at Christmas before the World's Fair. Oh, never mind. Here's a box of Christmas crackers.
About time. I'm starving.
Go, Scooch. Get them out of your mouth.
You promised crackers.
How do they work?
They look like mini tug-of-wars.
Exactly. Grab the other end of this one, Scooch.
Whoa!
Wowee! There's a load of free stuff inside.
And a tiny scroll. What's the difference between a rapper and an elf?
Tell me, what's the difference between a rapper and an elf?
There is no difference. They both rap 24/7.
Wow, so every cracker has a fact inside it too?
Well, some do contain facts or wisdom, but that's not a fact. It's a joke.
Not a very good one. Maybe I can get a job writing Christmas cracker jokes.
Yeah, you'd be brilliant at that. And I could do the ones with the wisdom. I'm all about the wisdom.
What about me? You two can't go into business without me.
You can figure out a way to fill the crackers with slime. So when you pull them, slime goes everywhere.
Where do I sign?
Here, on the dotted line.
What's in this box, Nero?
Looks like a wizard's rope collection.
It's tinsel.
Ah! There's something in there!
Everybody run!
No, wait. It's just...
Guess who?
Mayor Fanny Gruffland!
Busted. Now, who was setting off all them bangers in here?
They were simply Christmas crackers, Your Eminence.
Janie Mac, I thought I was in Cataract for a minute. I knew my eyesight wasn't that bad.
Huh?
What month is it? Probably July or something, is it?
What I'll say is this. You're not right, but you're not wrong.
He is wrong. It's December.
Go away over there.
He's not messing. It's Hibernalia Eve.
Well, in that case, pull up a pew and I'll tell you my Hibernalia tale. And the heartbreaking reason I'm always looking up at the sky at this time of year in the hope that I'll see two kites billowing together. Wait a second. Hibernalia Eve? Oh, no. I'm in deep, deep doo-doo. We must skedaddle.
So wait, where are we skedaddling?
On a quest.
Okay, but what's the nature of the quest?
Right, so well, there's this really important job I've got to do on November 1st every year.
Wow, you're only 7 weeks late.
The fate of mankind rests on this one annual chore.
Holy nutcracker, what is it?
Hold your horses, you'll soon find out.
Guys, tell the story about that time we made the Hibernalia wish.
Oh, hell's bells, don't remind me.
Okay, so I was around your age, Scooch.
Yeah, and I must have been tiny, because I only remember bits of it.
It was Hibernalia Eve, and we were all so excited.
But it made no sense to us that we always had to wait an entire year for the Hibernalia darlings to arrive.
So we snuck off for a walk.
To the wishing well halfway up Take a Hike Hill.
That flippin' thing.
Hey, nice Christmas jumper.
Don't.
We wish that it could be Hibernalia every day.
For 1 year. Just for starters. Gotta be careful with this thing.
And it worked.
Yep.
And at first, it was so cool.
Ah, it was fabulous.
Billy Custard and the gang came along every morning. Prehistoric Girl brought us tons of cool rocks.
We had snow. And a bonfire. And a parade. Every single day. Then Hibernalia pie for dinner before we went out cake chucking.
Cake cooking?
Cake chucking.
Every family makes a cake and chucks at someone else's door until every house has a cake on the door.
That's an awful waste of cake.
No, see, after the big Hibernalia clean, all our houses are spotless.
So at sunset, we all yank the door off its hinges.
And we use it as a picnic table.
It's a tradition.
To make sure we have plenty of cake for the coming year.
Of course. You may continue.
Thanks, chicken.
So by January, the novelty started to wear off.
Oh, it was bedlam.
All that snow meant that people started getting snowed in.
We couldn't get out of our cave.
Ah, do you remember that?
Soon there was a shortage of everything. The bogs had been ripped up to get tar for the fires. All the grain had been used up, so there was no flour left to make the Hibernalia pies.
I remember that. We had to eat the filling out of our hands, like savages.
Next thing we knew, it was Hibernalia on Horseshoe Day, and Hibernalia on Calamity Tuesday. It was even Hibernalia on my birthday.
Stop.
Stop.
Nobody was getting enough sleep, thanks to the midnight troubadours and the sunrise mummers. We were getting tireder and tireder, and more out of tune every day.
Which gave us all an earache.
And that was in addition to the rope burn from the suppertime tug-of-wars.
And we couldn't even wash, because our bathtubs were permanently filled with custard and or mustard.
The Hibernalia darlings were exhausted.
And we became sick at the sight of them.
And sick from all the door cake.
We couldn't stomach it anymore, so soon every door had 15, 25, 50 cakes on it.
You couldn't see the door for the cake.
And the flies.
And yet people kept baking more and chucking them.
They had to.
Why?
It's a tradition.
By July, people were so done with the cold and everything else, they were ripping down decorations and boycotting the suppertime tug-of-war.
Instead of writing nice greetings and gift tags, people were writing things like, "Just take it, you smelly old yoke."
And then just lobbing it into their gardens.
Everyone was going around crying and whinging.
But by Samhain, they couldn't even cry anymore. They lost their voices from saying "Happy Hibernalia" over and over.
And they forgot how to sing their favourite normal songs, because they could only remember Hibernalia hymns.
I have to say, it sounds like a waking nightmare. Did you not think about going back to the well to try and undo your wish?
Oh, we went back there loads.
And?
The fairies had stuck a sign on it.
Closed for Hibernalia. Back tomorrow.
But of course, tomorrow never came.
Until it did.
Exactly 1 year after we made our wish, we woke up on December 20th.
Hibernalia Eve.
Bingo. Except this time, it actually was Hibernalia Eve. It was scorching, so all the snow had melted. And everything was normal.
Rungloudy normal.
People were dancing over the hills, kissing each other and crying with joy.
Proper smooching.
And that was when we had our little chat, right?
Yeah. We told Mayor Groffland we were going to go to the well and wish that it was never Hibernalia ever again. And he said,
"Are you sure about that? Is that not just as selfish as wishing for it every day?"
I suppose.
She said.
What if it was every 100 years or something?
I had to bargain them down.
Every 50 years? Every 10 years? Every...
How about every 1 year?
It's worked pretty well up until now.
I suppose.
Yeah, maybe that makes sense.
Pure genius.
Hibernalia once a year on Hibernalia.
You know what? That just might work.
And it did.
Better to keep things the way they are, because they're that way for a reason.
What's that, Finbar?
He says it's better to keep things the way they are, because they're that way for a reason.
Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
You're absolutely correct, Finbar. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. Now, here we are. Oh, boy. I'm in trouble now.
So, that really important job you have to do is in this cave?
Grotto.
Someone's in there snoring their head off.
Oh, that's the job. I'm supposed to have woken him up weeks ago.
You're joking me. You never woke him up.
For goodness sake.
Well, somebody would have needed to wake me up first.
Can somebody please tell us who the sleepy pants is?
Just some guy.
Ha, just some guy? Just some guy that employs half our cousins. Without him, they'd all be in the North Pole dole.
You mean to say the person asleep inside that cave...
Grotto!
...is...
Go on.
Santa Claus?
How do you know Santa?
How do you know Santa? You said you had Billy Custard and all of them.
What's that got to do with anything?
See, after his big night out on the sleigh,
Santa Claus comes to Mrunglody for New Year's.
Oh, he's gas crack altogether.
Yeah, Mrunglody's kind of like his holiday home. He basically sleeps here for most of the year.
Ah, that must be why his beard is so long. And why...
Enough chit-chat. We'd better get in there and wake him up. It's only a few days until Christmas Eve. Oh, what kind of mare am I? He's probably going to set the reindeer on me.
Wake up, Santy.
Oh, he's out cold.
He sees you when you're sleeping. Ha! How the tables have turned.
What a strange thing to say.
Santy, I'm sorry I forgot to wake you up. I can explain.
No, you can't. Ugh, this reminds me of a Christmas cracker joke. How do you wake up Santa Claus?
We don't know.
How do you wake up Santa Claus?
You poke him with a North Pole.
Right, Finbar, leg it back to Freestuff Cave and grab us a North Pole.
No, it's only a...
Run along now, there's a good lad.
I've never seen somebody in such a deep sleep.
This is all my fault.
Can't argue with that.
The children of planet Earth will wake up Christmas morning to empty stockings. Think of all the lives ruined.
I know. Why don't you just stick on his outfit and do his job for him?
I'm not going down 2.3 billion chimneys.
Aww.
But how about this? If there's one thing this guy loves, it's Christmas ditties.
Now we're talking. If you want to wake up Santy, sing out loud a festive shanty.
Give us a tune, Nero.
I saw three ships come sailing in, sailing in, sailing. I saw three ships come sailing in, sailing in at Christmas.
What a gorgeous banger.
He's actually reacting to it. Keep going. More tunage.
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So give us that stuff.
Again, everybody join in.
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So give us that stuff.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Oh, great to see you as ever, Fatty, on this day, the 1st of November.
Well, so here's the thing, okay?
I see you've brought along some friends this year. Hello there, Rowan, Jacaranda, Scoochy, Kabuchi, the King of the Leprechauns, Cornelius, Sketamini, Professor Nero.
You know my name? My newish name?
My elves keep impeccable records.
I still wear the dicky bow you got me back in 1993.
Oh, yes, the spinny one.
Listen, Santy, I need...
Well, I better get a move on. Only 50 days until the big day.
More like tree.
Wait, what?
Yeah, see... About that...
Paddy!
Okay, I'm going back to being a cat now.
Whatever shall I do? 3 days until Christmas, and here's me, fast asleep, dreaming about gingerbread, warm milk, and peace on Earth.
Well, ho ho, hopefully your elves have worked extra hard to cover for you.
Oh, Jackie... You slay me.
It's no joke.
Santy, you better leg it. You've no time to lose.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
Crazy, huh? So then we told him that in future we'd go wake him up when October ends.
And then we came here.
To the Phantom Kangaroo.
We know where we are, Nero.
Oh, well, isn't that just wonderful?
That must be the greatest story ever told. You guys are gonna be so good at waking up Santa Claus.
Oh, there'll be no more hibernating until Hibernalia.
I made you something, Professor Nero. For your first Hibernalia.
For... me?
Whoa!
Goodness gracious. This is the most splendid scarf I ever did see.
You'll be needing it tomorrow.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Look who else is here, teacher.
Ah, how are you, son?
Mammy, Daddy, what are you doing in Runglody?
I can't believe I ever doubted you about this place. I'm after meeting the King of the Leprechauns. He's an absolute gent. He's as cute as a button.
Oh, you're not so bad yourself.
But how did you get here?
Last thing I remember is that gorgeous bird crawling in through the cat flap.
How would you stop? How would you stop?
Next thing we know, we're here.
It was like black magic or something.
You know what, guys? Christmas and Hibernalia actually have a lot in common.
How so?
Well, it's this time of year we send our neighbours
door cake
and gather around the
bonfire.
We hang up our
underpants,
drink
from the bath,
eat
loads of pies,
and sing
hymns.
So yeah, maybe mainlanders and Runglodians aren't so different after all.
Ah, we are though.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Happy Hibernalia! Billy Custard's on his way. Happy Hibernalia! And so is the three-star girl. Happy Hibernalia! We've waited all year for this day. Happy Hibernalia! She comes back with rocks inside her sack, and we pretend that stones and bones are our deepest wishes, for fear that she could become vicious. But we still love her nonetheless, that girl in the woolly mammoth dress.
Jackie and Danvers, time for your song.
Take it away, Danvers.
You bring your pupils over to the mainland and we'll show them a local town Christmas.
Yay!
Two magical days for the price of one.
And two is more than enough. Let's not go wishing for any more, okay?
That'll be a grand time. I'm after getting the Sister Act 2 on the Blu-ray and everything. 4 hours of special features.
Good gravy.
Pockets are full of amusement and goodwill.
Now everybody!
It's Hibernalia in Runglody. Oh, it's Hibernalia everywhere. Except for
Meet Me in Runglody was written, directed, composed, and edited by...
Everybody, come quick! The Hibernalia darlings can't get onto the island! Their portal, it's gone!
It's gone?
What do you mean it's gone?
Somebody's stolen it!
But who would steal a portal?
What does it look like?
Well, it's roundy, it's green. You know, it actually looks kind of like one of those...
Hey, Nero, remember that thing you showed up with earlier? You said it was some kind of decoration.
The Christmas wreath?
Ah, Janie Mac.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Classic Nero.
Imagine not knowing the difference between a portal and a wreath.
They come through it. How else do you think they get here?
I'll go put it back.
Ah, son. I can't believe you stole Billy Custard's magical portal.
What were you thinking?
Unbelievable. This guy.
As I was saying, Meet Me Mrunglody was written, directed, composed and edited by Bobby Ahern, featuring elements inspired by Christmas is a Sad Season for the Poor by John Cheever and Christmas Every Day by William Dean Howells. This episode starred
Henny O'Dwyer,
Ryan Sheridan,
Elsie Akinduko,
Hugh Cooney,
Peter McGann,
Tim Falcon Prime,
Bridget McLean
and
Bronwyn Murphy-White.
Sound design by
Damon Bailey.
Co-produced by
Lucy Jorgensen
and
Nicky Cochran.
Cover art by
Ruin Van Vliet.
Special thanks to Barry, Leisha and Nikki. The first two series of Nero's Glass are available now on rte.ie and all podcast platforms. Stay tuned for the third and final series, Summer 2026.